本节目由行政院农业委员会渔业署委托制播。
The following program is brought to you by the Fisheries Agency under the Council of Agriculture.
Welcome to Philippines and Friends. I'm Shirley Lin at Radio Taiwan International. And we started with some news from the Philippines. Well, actually, this is coming to us from Washington, United States. The United States on Wednesday warned China against what the Philippines and Taiwan see as increasingly aggressive moves, reminding Beijing of Washington's obligations to its partners. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters an armed attack against the Philippines' armed forces, public vessels, or aircraft in the Pacific, including in the South China Sea, will trigger our obligations under the U.S.-Philippines Mutual Defense Treaty. We share the concerns of our Philippine allies regarding the continued reported massing of PRC maritime militia near the Whitsun Reef, Price said, referring to the People's Republic of China. More than 200 Chinese boats were first spotted on March 7th at Whitsun Reef, around 320 kilometers or 200 miles west of Palawan Island in the contested South China Sea, although many have since scattered across the Spratly Islands. China, which claims almost the entirety of the resource-rich sea, has refused weeks of appeals by the Philippines to withdraw the vessels, which Manila says unlawfully entered its exclusive economic zone. Tensions have also risen with Taiwan, which Beijing claims as part of China, with the self-governing democracy on Wednesday, last Wednesday, reporting that 15 more of the mainland's planes crossed into the island's air defense zone. Price voiced concern about the Chinese moves, saying, "The United States maintains the capacity to resist any resort to force or other forms of coercion that would jeopardize the security or the social or economic system of the people on Taiwan." He was using language from the Taiwan Relations Act, under which the United States is obliged to provide the island with the means to defend itself against Beijing. President Joe Biden has vowed a robust defense of allies and, in a rare point of continuity with his predecessor Donald Trump, has supported strong pushback against Chinese assertiveness. The next story. The Department of Justice-led Task Force Against Corruption has filed two complaints before the Office of the Ombudsman and another one to the National Prosecution Service stemming from reports they received from the public since last year. Agli Pei Villar said the two complaints filed before the ombudsman involve a congressman and the Department of Public Works and Highway on favoring of certain contractors in a local government office over irregularities in the purchase of land by a municipality. She added that the Complaints Evaluation Committee has referred a complaint against DPWH District Engineering Office officials and employees with salary grades below 27. The DOJ official has yet to identify the respondents in the complaints. The department also has yet to receive updates from the ombudsman on actions taken on their complaint. President Rodrigo Duterte ordered the creation of an interagency task force led by the DOJ to investigate corruption in the entire government. While the DOJ started receiving tips on allegations of anomaly shortly after Duterte's directive, it was not until December that the TFAC set up an operations center to receive complaints and tips that they will look into. Complaints or tips would still have to be evaluated. To date, 274 complaints have been raised to the task force, but since many of the complaints received have the same subject, which has been previously as those received by the TFAC, the accurate number of complaints actually filed with the TFAC is 180. Some of the complaints are under evaluation of the CEC, which will later be referred to the assistant secretaries, to the undersecretaries, to the Justice Secretary for further review or further action. So far, the TFAC has referred 69 complaints to other members of the panel and appropriate agencies for comment or action. Justice Secretary Menardo Guevara explained that some of the major complaints are quietly being investigated by the National Bureau of Investigation for Case Buildup. The DOJ chief said developments on those probes will be given at a later time. We're going to have a little bit of news from the fisheries radio station in Taiwan. Pingdong County Government's Department of Agriculture and Trading Companies were at a send-off ceremony last Tuesday to see 40-feet containers filled with 12.9 metric tons of Taiwan's guavas sail off to Canada. We are likely to see shipments of the fruit sent to local supermarkets in Canada in the future. Pingdong County government says that all industries have been affected by the pandemic in recent years, or last couple of years. The office is cooperating with local farmers to promote sales overseas. The county government plans to strengthen export channels, stabilize supply and demand both in the domestic and overseas markets. Pingdong's agriculture department says production and quality of agriculture products have been improving year after year thanks to the relatively mild climate and the optimism of local producers to improve cultivation techniques. I guess mild climate to the fact that there hasn't been a lot of typhoons for quite a few years now. Year after year, the county government has been actively providing guidance for producing high-quality crops. So besides stabilizing supply and demand in the local markets, there is effort in expanding into international markets. Guava plantations in the Pingdong County cover an area of about 535 hectares with an annual production of about 14,000 metric tons of guavas. Export orders of Pingdong guavas from January till April 7th this year accounts for almost 96 tons, of which 62 tons went to Canada, becoming a major export destination of Pingdong guavas. And now moving to Taiwan. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is TSMC, the world's largest contract chip maker, is planning to invest $100 billion over the next 3 years to expand operations. TSMC said the massive investment will aim to use more resources for research and development and upgrading technologies to maintain the company's lead over its peers on the global market. The comments made by the company on last Thursday came following the circulation of a letter purportedly written by the chipmaker's CEO, C.C. Wei, to the company's clients, which revealed the huge investment plan. Although TSMC did not directly confirm the letter was real, the company said it always works closely with its clients, and the investment plan is expected to continue to meet demand from its clients. In the letter, Wei said despite raising production capacity with TSMC's labs running at more than 100% utilization over the past 12 months, it has been unable to keep up with demand. TSMC expects to invest $100 billion over the next 3 years to increase capacity and support the manufacturing and R&D of advanced semiconductor technologies, Wei said. TSMC will be building greenfield labs and expanding existing labs for both leading-edge and specialty technologies. Wei said the company has launched a recruitment campaign to hire thousands of new employees, while it has also begun land acquisitions and equipment procurement for future expansion. He noted that strong demand for 5G applications and high-performance computing devices is expected to drive global demand higher, adding that the COVID-19 pandemic has also sped up the pace of transforming the global economy by boosting the need for online learning and remote work. And now we're going to break for a song. This is by Wu Qixian, 爱那么重.
Just结束，就此分手， 爱却分明还没到尽头， 会不会难以割舍， 宇宙环流，我们已坚持太久，是否你没有把握而有所保留，我却为你放弃了自我，是否我给你太快，给你太多，心甘情愿犯下的错。爱那么重，爱那么痛，给我再多勇气也没有用，对你再坏，对你再好，这一切再也不能阻止你痛。爱那么重，爱那么痛，给我再多承诺也只是空，如果太苦把我忘掉，一颗心只求你曾真的明了。就此结束，就此分手，爱却分明还没到尽头，会不会难以割舍，宇宙环流，我们已坚持太久，是否你没有把握而有所保留，我却为你放弃了自我，是否我给你太快，给你太多，心甘情愿犯下的错。爱那么重，爱那么痛，给我再多勇气也没有用，对你再坏，对你再好，这一切再也不能阻止你逃。爱那么重，爱那么痛，给我再多承诺也只是空，如果太苦把我忘掉，一颗心只求你真正的明了。情再深也不能改变些什么，情再浓也不能解开这爱的枷锁。爱那么重，爱那么痛，给我再多勇气也没有用，对你再坏，对你再好，这一切再也不能阻止你逃。爱那么重，爱那么痛，给我再多承诺也只是空，如果太苦把我忘掉，一颗心只求你曾真的明了。爱那么重，爱那么痛，给我再多勇气也没有用，对你再坏，对你再好，这一切再也不能阻止你逃。爱那么重，爱那么痛，给我再多承诺也只是空，如果太苦把我忘掉，一颗心只求你曾真的明了。如果太苦把我忘掉，一颗心只求你曾真的明了。
I'm bringing you now a news story from Taiwan. 21 Republican members of Congress have called on the Department of Education to consider using a program with Taiwan to offer censorship-free alternatives to the China-backed Confucius Institutes on many U.S. college campuses. Fox News reported last week that Senator Marsha Blackburn and Representative Michelle Steele initiated the group's March 18th letter to Education Secretary Miguel Cardona asking that the U.S.-Taiwan Education Initiative, which was established last December, be expanded. In the letters, the lawmakers said the Confucius Institutes, which promote the study of Mandarin language and Chinese culture on U.S. college campuses, are funded and overseen by an affiliate of China's Ministry of Education. In response to growing evidence that Beijing was pressuring faculty at the centers to avoid topics seen as damaging to China's national interests, the State Department designated the program's Washington, D.C. headquarters as a foreign mission last August. With many U.S. colleges have taken steps to clamp down on or close their Confucius Institutes, the letter continues, there remains a high student demand for studies relating to Mandarin language and Chinese culture and history, which Taiwan can help to fill. Learning Mandarin from Taiwanese teachers means learning Mandarin in an environment free from censorship or coercion, the lawmakers said, quoting American Institute in Taiwan AIT Director Brent Christensen. In the letter, the members of Congress urged Cardona to consider expanding the U.S.-Taiwan Education Initiative or other related programs to provide censorship-free alternatives to Confucius Institutes for the study of Mandarin language and Chinese culture. Cross-cultural learning opportunities remain critical not only to the enrichment of the humanities, but also to our national security, the letter's co-signers, consisting of 7 senators and 14 representatives, added. According to the National Association of Scholars, a total of 50 Confucius Institutes were operating in the U.S. as of March 25th, down from a peak of over 100. The reduction stems in part from a 2018 U.S. law that forced schools to choose between keeping the institutes open or losing Department of Defense funding for their foreign language programs. On Tuesday, Blackburn and 6 Republican co-sponsors also introduced legislation in the Senate titled the Transparency for Confucius Institutes Act, which she said would set additional limits on how the centers can operate on college campuses. The U.S. Taiwan Education Initiative, meanwhile, aims to expand access to Mandarin and English language instruction while safeguarding academic freedom, according to an AIT fact sheet issued in December. Thanks for joining me on Philippines and Friends. I'm Shirley Lin of Radio Taiwan International, and I have a Hakka song for you by Mi Sha. The song is Yu Mu Zhu, which means fish eyes.
本节目由行政院农业委员会渔业署委托制播，谢谢收听。
This program has been brought to you by the Fisheries Agency under the Council of Agriculture.